Come to think of it, there's something remarkable about Billy. She's a, well, a link. In a world where it's becoming more and more important for people to keep in touch, Billy and the other girls like her are the links between Joe Doakes and Miss Shah of Iran, between Centerville and Singapore. And an average tour of duty will bring her in contact with literally hundreds of individuals. Housewives and business tycoons, beatniks and movie stars, and here, sitting alone by no coincidence because she planned it that way, is the second girl we're to meet, Linda Pierce, a pal of Billy's from back in Northside High, but only recently transferred to this office. Which again, by no coincidence whatever, brings up the matter at hand, namely...
Billy, we've been friends ever since we were kids. What is it you do? What do the other girls do? And what do I do to get my speed back?
You know, it's funny at that, how when you do something all the time, you get so you just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Things like, well, having your cord ready to answer a signal.
Operator?
Being ready and marking the numbers as the customer gives them.
Thank you.
Understanding the bulletin indexing and always opening it to the right page. Getting the call underway first, and then asking for the calling number while keying the last two digits.
Your number, please?
So you'll have more time to finish marking before the call station answers. Overlapping whenever you can, like disposing of a ticket with one hand while answering a signal with the other.
So that's the answer for Linda. So simple, yet it means so much. Not merely in Mark's sensing, but in all operating. For that matter, in the whole business of living in today's fast-moving world. The habit of anticipating, of overlapping, the habit of staying always one jump ahead.